you could do it. Well, according to the plan that I was given, the call to worship comes after the first song, and we'll do that. Right now, they just needed somebody with a very loud voice and a loud coat to get everybody's attention. So if you would just stand, we're going to come before the Lord in worship, in song, as the worship team leads us, and then we will have a call to worship with prayer following this first song. All the people said amen. What a great song.
One, two, three, four.
Opportunity this morning as we begin our service to be blessed by praising the Lord. And the gift of music is such a wonderful gift. God ordained that. There's music in heaven. We read about it in the book of Revelation. Music and praise is such a vital part of our being. And you don't have to be a singer to praise the Lord. But in the next few minutes, we have songs that express our faith, our hope, our joy. I just encourage you to join in, and whether you sing or not, I know for me personally, when I come to church some Sundays feeling pretty whipped and down, it only takes a song or two, and that praise lifts my spirits. It's your choice. It's our choice whether to stay in that down and poor me, or, oh, it's been rough, or to praise the Lord and say, He is enough, and He will strengthen and guide. So let's praise the Lord this morning. I just challenge you to make this next few moments one of the best praise times we've ever had. Just sing out to the Lord with all your heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord.
We stand and lift up our hands. The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Thank you.
Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Oh, Michael's arms got to going on that drum, and he couldn't stop, and they couldn't quit. We just kept singing, I'm a friend of God. Right. Praise the Lord. Thank you all. You may be seated. Well, first of all, I just want to say a real special thanks to all the folks who led the services last Sunday and were a part. And I've heard nothing but just good reports. I listened to Steve's testimony on the podcast and what a blessing that was. And then as the elders filled in doing all the other things in the time of ministry, and Sarah's song, everybody said, was just absolutely beautiful. And got to do that some more, Sarah. You've gotten over the nervous part, so that was a real blessing. We had a great time. The only bad part is driving in Pittsburgh. Lord, spare me from ever driving in Pittsburgh again, but we had a great time, and we're blessed and safe, and it was a lot of fun. A couple of things that aren't in the bulletin, lest I forget. Some had asked about sending David Settle a little card at his mother's house in Frankfurt. I believe on the back table there are some little address sheets with the address and her name. And if you want to pick one of those up or just copy it down and send David a card, I know he'd appreciate it. One day this week, I'll be going down there to take him his mail. So up there, really, Frankfurt, going up to Frankfurt to take him his mail. So if you have anything you want to send, get with me and I'll be glad to deliver it. I want to take a moment to bring before us a possibility. We're very excited that Steve Clark has agreed, if approved, to serve as a deacon. And Steve has a deacon's heart, and he has been in this church for several years now and has always been there to help in the kinds of things that deacons do. Now, I know a lot of folks kind of get folks, some of you are new and kind of don't know who everybody is. So for anybody who doesn't know, this is Steve Clark. Steve, stand up. So first of all, you got to pass the eye test, brother. they got to know who you are. But Steve has a real heart. We invited him to a deacon's meeting just to kind of get a feel to make sure he still wanted to do it. He said, I didn't know it took all this to run a church. So there's a lot of work behind the scenes, but he's still willing to serve if he is approved. So please, over the next few weeks, as we have in the bulletin, pray about it, give your thoughts on this recommendation to your elders, and also offer your encouragement to Steve. Now, Sunday, September 15th, we'll be honoring our graduates. We have three of them this year, Brianna Baker, Lewis Bergen, and Brandy Lehman, who have reached a milestone and some accomplishments. So we want to honor them, and we're working on the plans to present them with an appropriate gift and recognition on that third Sunday. Upcoming events, next Sunday, elders and deacons meeting at 5. It is our communion Sunday and also our Sunday at the Willows. And on in advance, but it's never too soon, please mark your calendars. Those of you who are serving as elders, deacons, or any part of our staff, on Saturday, October 19th, for our staff meeting, it will be a mid-morning to mid-afternoon meeting. So just mark that day. We need you most of the day, not in the evening, but from mid-morning to mid-afternoon. Those were all the announcements. I'll give opportunity if you have an announcement or a word, any word on your heart, a prayer request, a praise report, just raise your hand so Kent can find you, Vance Smith, and I'm going to have a seat for a second.
Just to remind everyone that the Campbellsville University is still having their Wednesday night service from 6 until 8, and they still need some adults to come and share with the young people. First Wednesday, we had about 65 young athletes. Last Wednesday, we had about 45. John Jones, Kay, and I represented Community Church. But Kay and I are going south and not going to be available for the rest of September, so we need some people to step up and come over. It's real easy. They have a small service, and they have a sermon that has some lessons in it that are given 4 or 5 questions at the end. They break up into groups, discuss those questions. So it's really not hard, and it's they seem to really enjoy it, and it kind of makes a connection with us in Campbellsville.
It's in the bulletin, but I wanted to just remind everyone this afternoon at 6, we'll be having prayer meeting here, and everyone's welcome. Anybody that wants to come, we'd also do a Wednesday night Bible study. And this week we will be looking at the Word of Knowledge, moving into the gifts of the Spirit, learning more about the wonderful gifts the Lord has given us.
All right, thanks for all those updates. I want to look at the birthdays and happy anniversary. Today, am I correct, for Cleo and Joyce Sanders sitting on the back row, I believe, 62, that's not bad. Happy anniversary. So we honor them. Joyce and Cleo are charter members of this little church, and faithful, and Joyce, we lend her out sometimes. Other churches want her to play the organ or the piano. We have to lend her out, and we don't like to let her go, but we're glad that she can do that. And Cleo and Joyce, very happy anniversary and blessings to you on this special date. Also, happy birthday, our son Jonathan, celebrating birthday on September 6th. And then I have a correction on this Kay Smith birthday. Kay Smith filled out her church with a birthday in February and a birthday in September. She said that way, she's the only person I know who's looking to get two gifts a year without getting any older. That's kind of her theory. Have two birthdays a year to increase the gifts. The truth is, I don't know how it happened. When is your birthday?
February.
The what?
24th.
February. We'll get that straight.
Nancy's is September 24th, and our anniversary is August 24th. We kept it simple.
I did.
Somehow, I end up with an extra birthday.
Yes, there we go. Well, I assured her, her card from the church did not include a gift. Now, there may have been a request that you donate something, but I don't know that there was a gift in there. But anyway, happy birthday way in advance, and just cross that off that she's having a September 2nd birthday, but she will accept all gifts. Anything else we need to share in this time of... Mona, bring us a little update.
I figured...
Something. Yes.
I think I'm on, yeah. Rock surgery on Wednesday morning. They took off just the tip of his second. And as soon as we, am I breaking them in out? Well, as soon as we got home and they had a sock thing on there, they didn't have anything big enough for him. The boot, the socks, everything, it was all too small. Took that off and all the bandage and everything came off. It was like, ah, oh, and it was not supposed to be exposed until Wednesday coming up. Anyway, we've been cleaning it, and it looks good. There's no infection, a little red, but I think that's normal. He is trying to be good, but he's not very good. He gets up a lot. But thank you all for praying very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Mona. Also, I think most everybody knows, if you have opportunity, drop in on George Morse, if you know where he lives. George, you know, after losing a loved one, it's the days and weeks following that can be the worst, and sometimes we heap all of our attention right around that funeral. So just drop in. If he's there, he'll be glad to see you. Very hospitable, and actually would enjoy. Mona?
Give him a call or invite him to your house for supper.
Yeah, any of those things that you would be led to do, just feel free to do it. And I think he is using Brenda's phone number. And if anyone needs that, Colleen has it. If you need the correct number for George, we got all that straightened out yesterday as we stopped in and And I know he's getting his computer deal straightened out too, right, Brandy? Brandy's helping him with all that. So just opportunities to minister to folks in the body who could use a little extra love and attention. If there's nothing further, we're very glad that you're here with us today. Want you to feel at home, to feel welcome, and know that you are welcome to worship the Lord. We have a prayer list that comes out electronically, but it's also on the inside page of your bulletin under the birthdays and anniversaries. Let's not forget any of those folks. And there may be some things, either Thanksgiving or these people or special situations that are on your heart. This time we'll bow before the Lord, and if there's a prayer that you'd like to offer to the Lord, feel free to lift that up right now. Father, we express our thanksgiving to you. We commit all of those that we love who need your touch into your hands. We ask you today, Father, that this time spent in your presence with one another would be time that blesses, encourages, and draws us closer to you, for we need to be nearer, maybe nearer than ever before in these times of difficulty in which we live, Father. We pray your blessings upon each and every one and the needs that are in their hearts, Lord. We continue to pray for Dennis Worthington, and we pray, Father, that his surgery will continue to produce success and that he will have strength and freedom from the pain and that you would raise him up, Father. So bless him this day, we ask. All these things we pray to you, we come through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dismiss our children to children's church and ask the worship team to come back right now.
Colleen, we're going to cut one of them. Just do Waiting Here for You and I Surrender. Surrender. That way we have adequate time for the message.
Okay. On. Yeah.
to know.